St Olave Station and Belton Station, the gardens, flower beds, etc. were immaculate. One reason for this being that the station master, a Mr. Lamb, he was the station master responsible for both stations, and he took a keen interest in the floral aspect of the stations. There used to be it's still there actually now, there was a very small wood just off the main road at St Olave's, and that was belonged to the Herringfleet Parish Council, and people used to go there. It's in a dreadful, dilapidated state now, but in those days it was a place that wasn't hugely popular because there wasn't that many people who really knew about it, but those that did used to go there and have a picnic, and you could go over the unmanned crossing just to the north of St Olave's station, and then you came upon a rather rough gravel roadway, which eventually led round onto a road through to Haddiscoe and Olave. You could also turn off down a small footpath, which eventually takes you right down onto the marshes, where you've got an unrestricted view of Haddiscoe Station and the last off to Norwich line. It's still in existence today, that footpath. Very overgrown, but you can still get down there. And something else I'll mention now while we're talking about things being overgrown. I don't know whether you have occasion to go to Lowestoft at all from Yarmouth, but when you go along what I call the back road, eventually past Courton Church and into Courton Village and along the promenade then, if you like, if you go down the slope as you go into Lowestoft North, from the line, it's so obvious still, the line from Hopton through to Courton, all overgrown of course, but the embankment is still clearly visible all the way along there as you go along that coast road. Well, of course, the stations and things there. Well, Hopton Station is still there, or the station master's house is. It's still there. Well, it's quite sad, really, to see these little pieces of railway that were once so busy and now they're just derelict.